This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. The House has voted to censure Democratic Representative Rashida Tlaib of Michigan for her rhetoric about the Israel-Hamas war. Tuesday night's action was an extraordinary rebuke of the only Palestinian-American in Congress. The resolution to censure Tlaib was introduced by Republican Representative Rich McCormick of Georgia in response to what he called Tlaib's anti-Semitic rhetoric. The debate on the censure resolution was emotional and intense. With other Democrats standing by her side, Tlaib defended her stance, saying she, quote, will not be silenced and I will not let you distort my words. Gaza City residents escaping on Tuesday said they passed Israeli tanks in position to storm the city after Israel gave civilians still trapped inside a four-hour window to leave. Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan has more.
Volker Turk, the United Nations Human Rights Commissioner, said on Tuesday that he is extremely worried about the situation in Gaza.
And it is really important that a solution is found to end the violence and to get out of this horrible, horrible humanitarian and human rights situation for what's happening in Gaza.
Both Israel and Hamas have rebuffed calls for a halt in fighting. Israel says hostages should be freed first. Hamas says it will not free them or stop fighting while Gaza is attacked.
Olivia Chan from Reuters. Five hostages of Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group, are free, offering some hope to families of others snatched in southern Israel during the militants' deadly rampage on October 7th. Israel in late October announced its first hostage rescue, that of Army Private Ori Megdish. Hamas had earlier released Judith and Natalie Renan, mother and daughter, and Yoshevitz Lifshitz, 85, along with 79-year-old Narut Cooper. Hamas said they will not let any others go, which Israel has dismissed the offer. This is VOA News. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has voiced strong support for Hamas and its war against Israel, but the gap between rhetoric and the action is part of what analysts say is Ankara's effort to play a diplomatic role in the conflict. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
While Erdogan praises Hamas and condemns Israel, experts say his actions remain more balanced. Announcing the recall of Turkey's ambassador from Israel for consultations, Erdogan stressed that diplomatic relations with Israel would remain open. On Monday, Secretary of State Antony Blinken visited Ankara for the first time since the outbreak of the Israel-Hamas war. Ankara insisted it can play a role in resolving the conflict. Erdogan is expected to join Arab leaders for a summit in Riyadh to discuss the crisis. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
The Islamic State group has claimed responsibility for a minibus explosion in the Afghan capital that killed at least seven people. The Sunni militant group said its members detonated an explosive device on the bus carrying Shiite Muslims late on Tuesday. 20 others were wounded in the attack in Kabul's western Shiite neighborhood of Dazi Barachi. That's according to a police spokesman. The bombing was the second attack to have struck the area in as many weeks. Four people were killed and seven were wounded when an explosion hit a sports club in the neighborhood in late October. IS also claimed responsibility for that attack. A portrait of William Shakespeare was sent to the edge of space as part of a short film series marking 400 years since the first volume of the playwright's works was published. Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston has more.
Filmmaker Jack Jewers sent the image as well as a speech from A Midsummer Night's Dream up in a weather balloon for a film series paying tribute to the anniversary.
The themes that he is exploring in his drama are every bit as kind of gripping and relevant to our everyday lives as something we watch on TV today.
That first volume of plays is known as Shakespeare's First Folio. It's considered one of the most important books in English literature. Without it, plays, including Macbeth, might have been lost. Shakespeare's friends compiled the folio 7 years after his death, publishing it on November 8th, 1623.
Angela Johnston from Reuters. From Western capitals to Muslim states, protest rallies over the Israel-Hamas war have made headlines, but one place known for its vocal pro-Palestinian stance has been conspicuously quiet: Indian-controlled Kashmir. Indian authorities have barred any solidarity protest in Muslim-majority Kashmir and asked Muslim preachers not to mention the conflict in their sermons. Analysts say the new restrictions on speech reflect a shift in India's foreign policy under the populist Prime Minister Narendra Modi, away from its long-held support for the Palestinians. For additional stories, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.